in opposition of LD 102.
Good afternoon, Senator Rosen, Representative Warren, and members of the Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee. I'm Walt McKee. I'm here on behalf of the Maine Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers in opposition to LD 102. I think there are probably three key points here which should be taken into consideration, probably really two. And I think we'll just deal with the practical piece first. I usually try to deal with that in the second part of it, which is, as it stands now, and I can provide you with some articles in advance of the work session, the courts are having a tremendously difficult time recovering basic fees and fines alone. And I'm not talking about fines of thousands of dollars. That the court system is spending a tremendous amount of money, I think multiple times to one if you want to use a ratio, to recover small amounts of money. In every case, a misdemeanor and a felony case, there's an automatic court assessment in every case for victims' compensation fund fees and the like. So those are imposed in every single case. And if you sat in court for, half an hour on any regular court day, this discussion comes up 15 times. And so the person's guilty, Class C theft, $100 fine, plus the 10% surcharge, or how about this, no fine, 48 hours of jail, and it's a $25 surcharge. How long is it going to take you to pay the $25? I've sat through hours of my life in court listening to the judges deal with the issue of collecting $10 and $25. And it's not because the folks don't necessarily want to pay, although I'm sure they don't, but it's a never-ending issue. And that person goes, and I watch them go, $25 in a month. Okay, seems really easy. You can pick up cans, the $25. But invariably, a month and a half down the road, they haven't paid it. They've been defaulted. They've been arrested. They sit in jail over the weekend because they didn't have the $25. They show up on a Monday morning for a hearing about why didn't you pay it, and then a long other hearing about why they didn't have the ability to pay it. And so what is already happening is a tremendous amount of time and resources being spent to collect a very small amount of money. As John indicated, the costs of prosecution, the true investigative costs in every case are going to be very significant, just because, even in small cases, if you add it all up, the officer time, the prosecutor's time, all of those will add up in some form or another of several hundred, if not, potentially $1,000 per case. But maybe it's not even that. Maybe it's just a few hundred dollars. But collecting that from the person who can't afford to pay a lawyer in the first place to represent them is simply impractical. And John knows as well as anybody else that we're talking 95% of the cases that are coming through the system, the criminal cases, are those people who are indigent, who have to ask that the court appoint someone in the first place to represent them because they cannot afford it. In a system that's already stacked in the front end for people who can't afford that in the first place, to add on another component, as logical as it may seem, is simply impractical. The other concern is this other part here, which talks about costs. And I think your question's excellent, Representative Herrick, about costs. That term is kind of used every now and then, but it is not tied to any particular number. Oftentimes, in a very marginal case, you might agree, as a defense lawyer, file it with costs, $100 costs. And so because the case is being filed, parked, it's basically, but die in the DA's files for a period of time, so long as there's no trouble, there's that assessment of cost. And, for something like that, some people are willing to pay that. But the question that almost always comes back is, what's the court cost in the first place? And it's really kind of an arbitrary number. It's kind of like a fine in a way. The part that's concerning here, though, is that the way the bill reads now is that it would actually go to the prosecutor's office or the law enforcement office. And I have strong concerns, and I gather the ACLU will as well. When we are putting a money back into law enforcement, basically to encourage, potentially, or put a profit motive into it to add more tickets and add more convictions, that's certainly something that should not be happening. There should be a very clear separation between cases being processed and convictions and the cost for that. There should be no motive for someone to go out in law enforcement and to have more tickets in the first place. And we hear about this in other states where they have this in civil forfeiture, where there's a big incentive to try to seize assets because they come back to the department. And that's what this bill does in part, which is to potentially encourage that. Now, we hope that would never happen in the state of Maine, But God forbid we're in a system that incentivizes law enforcement to go out and pursue more cases than need to be pursued in the first place. And I guess the third point is, what's the flip side of that and the reverse of it? If somebody is charged with a crime and they're found not guilty, as the system stands now, it's tough luck for you. If you had to hire a lawyer and spend thousands of dollars, are you going to be able to go back against the state and say, hey, look, fair's fair? You know, I was going to have to pay you $2,000 for your investigative costs and your prosecution. I had to pay my lawyer $2,000. Why is it that you all get paid back for that when here I've been found not guilty? I shouldn't have to pay that back either. So I guess in the terms of what's fair is fair, no, you know, I certainly don't want to see a system like that, and I don't think a system should happen like that. But if that's what's going to happen, it should go on the other foot as well. So thank you for the opportunity to address the issue.
Any questions for Mr. McKee? Seeing none, thank you very much.
And I'm sorry, I have some written testimony. First of all, I sent up, but then I also received from an attorney, Harry Center, who never done testimony before. He said he emailed you all his testimony. I said, well, why don't I print that out for you and bring it up here? And he's an attorney down in Biddeford, and I'll pass that out. I printed it out right before I came up today. He's also in opposition for much of what, similar to what I've testified to. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. In opposition.
John and Walt took so much of what I was going to say, so I will cut it short. Senator Rosen, Representative Morin, members of the Committee on Criminal Justice, my name is Omi Amarasingham, and I am the Advocacy Director for the ACLU of Maine. LD 102 presents several constitutional, policy, and fiscal problems, and I'll just go through a couple. First, the bill prohibits the court from considering a defendant's financial capacity, which will inevitably lead to constitutional violations. The imposition of special fees on defendants who wish to be tried by jury is a violation of the constitutional right to a jury trial. It is also a denial of equal protection of the law for those defendants who cannot afford the costs assessed. Furthermore, the bill sets a strict deadline for the payment of costs. This arbitrary deadline, coupled with the bill's failure to consider a defendant's indigence, will almost certainly result in many people unable to pay the fine in a timely manner.